Saram, dear listeners, and welcome back to our Radio Sai Bhajan classroom. 6:45 every Thursday, we have a new episode of this program, and it's an opportunity for us to refine this beautiful gift that Bhagwan has given us, the gift of Sai Bhajans, the gift of experiencing Him through Sai Bhajans, the gift of feeling His love in our life through Sai Bhajans, the gift of losing ourselves in Him through Sai Bhajans. So let's begin a fresh episode, and like always, we will begin with a prayer. Let us offer our most prayerful and grateful salutations at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan. Dearest Lord, please bless us so that we strive every moment of our lives to reach You, so that we know that our only goal is to be one with You and strive every second to reach that goal. With that prayer, let's move on and welcome to this fresh episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today we learn a bhajan where we adore the Lord as the one to whom all the prayers reach, no matter which religion or faith we may belong to. This bhajan is in Hindi, and the first line goes like this.
Bolo Jai Sai Ram, Bolo Jai Sai Ram.
So let's begin by becoming familiar with the lyrics of the bhajan. It's a long bhajan, and then we'll move on like always to the raga, the tala, and the meaning of the words used in this bhajan. And as we discuss the meaning, we will also listen to a discourse of Bhagwan where He has explained very beautifully some of the words used in this bhajan.
Bolo Jai Sai Ram, Bolo Jai Sai Ram, Bolo Jai Satya Sai Ram, Bolo Jai Satya Sai Ram, Bolo Jai Sai Ram, Bolo Jai Sai Ram. Mandir me Sai Ram, Masjid me Sai Ram, Gurudware me Sai Ram, Girja Ghar me Sai Ram, Bolo Jai Satya Sai Ram, Bolo Jai Satya Sai Ram.
Now that we know the lyrics, let's move on to learning how to sing this bhajan. Brother Ravi Kumar and Brother Anirudh will give us now a demonstration.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale E Pancham.
Bolo Jai Sai Ram, Bolo Jai Sai Ram.
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 Bolo Jai Satya 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 Sai Ram.
Bolo Jai Sai Ram, Bolo Jai Sai Ram.
Bolo Jai Sai Ram, Bolo Jai Sai Ram.
Mandir me Sai Ram.
Mandir me Sai Ram.
मस्जिद में साए राम,
मस्जिद में साए राम,
गुरुद्वारे में साए राम,
गुरुद्वारे में साए राम,
गिरिजा घर में साए राम,
गिरिजा घर में साए राम,
बोलो जय सत्य 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 साए राम,
बोलो जय साए राम, बोलो जय 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 साए राम,
बोलो जय सत्य साए राम, जय सत्य साए राम।
So that is the lively bhajan. Brother Ravi Kumar and Anirudh gave us a beautiful demonstration, and now let us learn a little more about what makes this bhajan so lively and beautiful. Anirudh is here with us in the studio. So tell us, Anirudh, what are your thoughts on the raga of this bhajan?
Sairam Vishu.
Sairam.
As you said, this lively bhajan is largely based on the raga, Carnatic raga, called Shuddha Dhanyasi. The notes of this raga are as follows. Sa ga ma pa ni sa sa ni pa ma ga za sa ga ma pa ni sa sa ni pa ma ga za. It is a Carnatic raga, and you have Saga komal ga,
ma pa ni
komal ni,
sa ni pa ma ga za.
This is the arohana and avarohana. This bhajan may have some other notes also, like
dha masjid mein sai ram.
So that line goes a little away from the Shuddha Dhanyasi. More or less this is an based on Shuddha Dhanyasi. You have a couple of versions which are similar in this raga. One is
Kausalyatmaja Ramacharan
and
Vithala Bhajo Sai Vithala Bhajo.
These two versions are largely based on Shuddha Dhanyasi.
It's not a very common raga.
Yeah, but you have many other compositions like
Himagiri tanaye balate.
You have many Carnatic compositions in this raga. Yeah. But in the bhajans, not exactly the Carnatic phrases of this raga is expressed,
But more or less the notes, the way in which the notes flow.
Sagama pani sanipamaga sa.
So it can be largely based on Shuddha Dhanyasi.
Wonderful. So let's explore the bhajan more through this raga.
Yeah. So we'll do the first line.
Yeah.
Bolo Jai Sai Ram, Bolo Jai Sai Ram. Pani sa 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 sa, Pani sa 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 sa.
Pani sa 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 sa, Pani sa 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 sa.
Bolo Jai Satya Sai Ram. Sani sa papa magari sari.
Sani sa papa magari sari.
Bolo Jai Satya Sai Ram. Nini niri ga magari sasa.
Nini niri ga magari sasa.
Mandir mein Sai Ram. Sagagama pani pamaga magari sa.
Sagagama pani pamaga magari sa.
Masjid mein Sai Ram. Dada mada magari magari sa.
Dada mada magari magari sa.
Gurudware me Sai Ram. Papa pani ni sa sa ni ni sa sa.
Papa pani ni sa sa ni ni sa sa.
Girija ghar me Sai Ram. Pasasani pamama gaga pama.
Pasasani pamama gaga pama.
Bolo Jai Satya Sai Ram. Gaga papa magari sari.
Gaga papa magari sari.
Bolo Jai Satya Sai Ram. Nini niri ga magari sasa.
Nini niri ga magari sasa.
We will go to the third speed.
Bolo Jai Sai Ram. Bolo Jai Sai Ram. Pani sa 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 sa, Pani sa 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 sa.
Pani sa 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 sa, Pani sa 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 sa.
Bolo Jai Sai Ram, Bolo Jai Sai Ram. Saga ma 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 ma, Saga ma 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 ma.
Saga ma 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 ma, Saga ma 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 ma.
Bolo Jai Sai Ram, Bolo Jai Sai Ram. Gama pa 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 pa, Gama ni pa pa pa.
Gama pa 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 pa, Gama ni pa pa pa.
Bolo Jai Sai Ram, Bolo Jai Sai Ram. Ma pa ni 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 ni, Ma pa ni 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 ni.
Ma pa ni 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 ni, Ma pa ni 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 ni.
Bolo Jai Sai Ram, Bolo Jai Sai Ram. Pani sa 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 sa, Pani sa 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 sa.
Pani sa 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 sa, Pani sa 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 sa.
And the last line has one more variation, which is
Bolo Jai Sai Ram, Bolo Jai Sai Ram.
Which is almost similar to the swaras what we wrote for the last line.
Pani sa 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 sa, Pani ga sa sa sa.
So that's the variation. And one more unique thing about this bhajan which I want to share is, very rarely you find in bhajans where a line of the bhajan has lower octave and upper octave. Like, Bolo Jai Sai Ram, Bolo Jai Sai Ram. That's we sing in the lower octave in the first speed and the first line of the bhajan. And we ended with the same line singing in the high.
Bolo Jai Sai Ram, Bolo Jai Sai Ram.
It's a different beauty to this composition. We Absolutely. Have many other bhajans which have this kind of technical character is involved. Like, Panduranga Vithale Harinarayana. The first line is this, as I sang just now. And the highest line is
Panduranga Vithale,
which is the same line in the upper octave.
Yes. Amazing. And all these bhajans are long and they are very beautiful.
Yeah.
They go up on a crescendo.
Yeah. And especially this bhajan is very energetic as we come to the beat now.
We'll realize that. Yeah.
It is an 8 beat. Very energetic bhajan. Very punchy. And definitely the third speed which goes step by step higher adds a lot of beauty and color to the bhajan.
And it is just chanting, you know, Sai Ram, Sai Ram.
Yeah, it's a simple lyric. That's a beauty. Yes. Yeah.
Everybody can relate to it.
Arvind Sai can show the beat in the Kanjira.
Yeah.
The count is 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3. Bolo Jai Sai Ram,
Bolo Jai Sai Ram, Bolo Jai Sai Ram,
Bolo Jai Satya 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 Sai Ram.
So yes, that is the energetic feel of this bhajan, and I think you experience it more once you go to the third speed and the crescendo builds up.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Anirudh and Arvind sir.
Thank you,
Vishu.
Sai Ram.
So let's now move on to the next part of this bhajan classroom. Now we discuss the inner significance of the different words used in this bhajan. We begin with the first line.
Bolo Jai Sai Ram, Bolo Jai Sai Ram.
Here the first word is Bolo, which means to chant or to say. Jai means victory. Sai Ram is the phrase which comes in every line of this bhajan. Literally, this refers to Lord Sai as the same one who had earlier come down as Lord Rama. But this is just one of the million ways of understanding this potent term, nay, potent mantra. Sai Ram is indeed the life mantra for millions. It is the way they connect with the infinite. It is in fact the consummation of all the names we use to adore the divine. In a divine discourse on July 19th, 1996, Swami shared how Sai and Ram are so significant.
Kalukane bhumi kudanu okanoka samayamlo Narayanni prarthinchindata.
This earth prayed to Narayana.
Swami. Elanti paapulunainanu nenu bharinchagalanu.
I can bear any sinner.
కానీ మీ నామస్మరణ చేయనటువంటి వారిని నేను భరించలేకపోతున్నాను.
బట్ ఐ కెనాట్ బేర్ ఎనీ ఫెలో హూ కెనాట్ సింగ్ యువర్ గ్లోరీ.
కనుక సర్వులకు నువ్వు ఈ నామస్మరణ అందించి వారికి తరింపజేయడానికి తగినటువంటి మార్గం చూపించమనిందట.
సో అర్త్ ప్రే టు నారాయణ, ఓ గాడ్ షో ద వే సో దట్ దే వుడ్ సింగ్ యువర్ గ్లోరీ.
అప్పుడు
దెన్
వాల్మీకి కోటి శ్లోకాలు రాశాడట రామాయణం పైన.
వాల్మీకి కంపోజ్డ్ 1 crore Stanzas of Ramayana.
Andulopala, ee rasina tarvata, tirigi idantha oka mullokalu varaku panchali anukunnadata.
He wanted to distribute this 1 crore of slokas among the 3 worlds.
Kani andariki samanga panchutu vachadu.
They were all distributed equally. 333 were distributed.
Munlokamlu variki panchadu.
They were distributed to all the three worlds.
333.
It reached all the three worlds. But one sloka remained. How to distribute equally this sloka?
ఇది పంచడానికి వీలు కాదే.
ఇస్ దట్ పాసిబుల్ టు డిస్ట్రిబ్యూట్?
అప్పుడు ఈ శ్లోకం లోపల దీంతో 11 అక్షరాలు ఉంటున్నాయి.
ది శ్లోక హ్యాడ్ 11 లెటర్స్.
11 అక్షరాలు ఉంటున్నప్పుడు ఈ ముల్లోకముల వరకు పంచాలి.
త్రీ వర్డ్స్ మస్ట్ రిసీవ్ ఈక్వల్లీ.
3 అక్షరాలు ఒక్కొక్కరు ముల్లోకాల వరకు పంచారు.
అట్ ద రేట్ ఆఫ్ 3 లెటర్స్ దే వర్ డిస్ట్రిబ్యూటెడ్ టు ఆల్ 3 వర్డ్స్.
మిగిలినాయి
2 లెటర్స్ రిమైన్.
ఇది ఎవరికి పంచేది? ముల్లోకాల వరకు పంచడానికి వీలు కాదే.
Only 2 letters are remaining. There are 3 words to claim.
Then I
said,
"Amma, yoga, Valmiki Rasne kunti yoga, Ramayana nu, andanni panchadani karakunda poindi. Igo renda chala migilai. Ee renda chale Rama, Krishna, Hari, Shiva, Hara, Sai. Ane kunti renda chala ga pettukondam.
At this juncture, Narayana told Earth, I distributed all slokas of Ramayana, but however only 2 letters remained. I could not distribute. Those 2 letters are Rama, Krishna, Hari, Shiva, Sai.
అన్నింటికి 2 అక్షరాలు సరిపోయింది.
సో 2 letters are here now.
కొరకుని ఈ 2 అక్షరములు కూడా ద్వైత స్వరూపమని పెట్టింది.
సో దీస్ 2 letters are to be shared.
ప్రపంచం అనేటువంటిది ద్వైత స్వరూపమే.
ద హోల్ వరల్డ్ ఇస్ డ్యూయల్.
కలుపుని దానివల్ల కొంతవరకు మానవులు కొంత మార్పు తెలుపుతుంటారు.
ది డ్యూయలిజం విల్ మేక్ యూ
ఫర్గెట్. ఎ మ్యాన్ విత్ డ్యూయలీ మైండ్ ఈజ్ హాఫ్ బ్లైండ్ అని.
ఎ మ్యాన్ విత్ డ్యూయల్ మైండ్ ఈజ్ హాఫ్ బ్లైండ్.
అందువల్లే ఒకటూరు ఎస్ అని పోతుంది, ఒకటూరు నో అని వస్తుంది.
సో మైండ్ సేస్ ఎస్ ఎట్ వన్ టైమ్ అండ్ నో ఎట్ అనదర్ మోమెంట్.
ఈ ప్రకృతి యొక్క స్వభావం ఆ రీతిగా ఉంటుండాలి.
దట్ ఈస్ ది నేచర్.
కనుకనే ఈ 2 అక్షరముల నామాన్ని ఎవరైనా స్మరించవచ్చు, అందరూ తరించవచ్చు అన్నారు.
Therefore, God's name of these 2 letters can be chanted, sung by anybody.
Christians kudanu Jesus, 2 aksharalu vachesindi.
Christians also said 2 letters.
Muslims kudanu Allah, 2 aksharalu vachesindi.
Muslims say Allah, 2 letters.
Anninte enduru 2 aksharalu, 2 aksharalu, 2 aksharalu.
Every religion speaks of God, 2-lettered one.
Anduvallane Tyagaraj cheppadu.
So Tyagaraj said,
Evarani ninnu ninnayinchedira?
How can I decide you, God?
Shivudavo, Madhavudavo, Shivudavo, Madhavudavo, Shivudavo, Madhavudavo, Evarani ninnu ninnayinchedira?
How am I to decide? Are you Shiva or Madhava? How can I decide?
Shiva mantamunaku ma jivamu madhava mantramunaku ra jivamu. Madhava mantramu om namo narayanaya. నమో నారాయణ అనేటువంటి అష్టాక్షర నామంలో రకారమే దీనికి ప్రాణము అన్నాడు.
ఇన్ మాధవ మంత్ర ఓం నమో నారాయణాయ
నారాయణాయ, ఆ రకాల పోతే నాయనాయ అయిపోతుంది.
నమో నారాయణాయ వితౌట్ రా ఇట్ ఈస్ మీనింగ్ లెస్.
నాయనాయ అంటే ఛేదించటము.
నాయన మీన్స్ చాపింగ్ ఆఫ్, కటింగ్.
కాబట్టి దీంతో ప్రాణం లేదు.
సో దేర్ ఇస్ నో లైఫ్ హియర్.
శివ మంత్రమునకు మా జీవము. నమ శివాయ, ఇందులో మకారమని లేకుంటే నమ శివాయ.
But Shiva mantra, Namah Shivaya, Ma is the prime letter, without which it is
life Shiva. Letter.
Life letter.
Kanukane, Namah Shivaya anetvadi boy, Namah Shivaya, makam lekuna pothe, Namah Shivaya, mangalam kaanetvadi, amangalam aipothundi.
Namah Shivaya, which is auspicious, without Ma, life letter, it is inauspicious.
Ee vivaramu telisina ganunaku mukkeda.
I pay my respects to the one who knows all these details.
Yavarani, yavarani, ninnu ninnayinchedira.
How am I to decide? In what way I can call you?
శివుడవో మాధవుడవో.
శివుడవో శివుడా మాధవ.
కానీ శివ మంత్రంలో మాజీవము, మాధవ మంత్రంలో రాజీవనం. ఈ వివరము తెలిసినటువంటి వానికి నేను మ్రొక్కుతాను అన్నాడు.
Therefore, in మాధవ మంత్ర లైఫ్ లెటర్ ఇస్ రా, ఇన్ శివ మంత్ర లైఫ్ లెటర్ ఇస్ మా.
కనుక ఈ రెండు చేరినటువంటిదే రామా అనే మంత్రము నేను మొక్కుతున్నాను అన్నాడు.
దీస్ టూ లెటర్స్ కాన్స్టిట్యూట్ రామా. ఐ పే మై రెస్పెక్ట్ సాల్యుటేషన్స్ టు
కనుక జగత్ అంతా ఇప్పుడు భగవత్ నామాన్ని స్మరించినటువంటి వాడు లేనే లేడు.
ఇన్ దిస్ హోల్ వరల్డ్ దేర్ ఆర్ నన్ హూ డోంట్ చాంట్.
ఏదో ఒక రూపంలో భగవంతుని స్మరిస్తుంటాడు.
ఇన్ వన్ ఫార్మ్ ఆర్ ద హీ థింక్స్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్.
పిల్లలు పేరు పెట్టుకున్నా వాడిని పిలుస్తూ ఉంటాడు.
అట్లీస్ట్ దే విల్ హ్యావ్ దేర్ చిల్డ్రన్ నేమ్డ్ ఆఫ్టర్
హిమ్. స్నేహితుని పేర్లు దూరమైనా వాడు పిలుస్తుంటాడు. అరే రామ ఇక్కడ రారా, అరే కృష్ణ రారా అని ఏదో ఒక రీతిగా పిలుస్తుంటాడు.
అట్లీస్ట్ హీ విల్ బి కాలింగ్ హిస్ ఫ్రెండ్స్ హూ బేర్ ద నేమ్స్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్స్.
కనుక భగవంతుని నామం లేనటువంటిది ఎక్కడ కూడా కనిపించదు.
ఆల్ నేమ్స్ ఆర్ డివైన్.
అన్ని నేమం అన్ని రూపములు భగవంతుని రూపములే.
ఆల్ ఫార్మ్స్ ఆర్ హిస్.
అన్ని నామములు భగవంతుని నామములే.
ఆల్ నేమ్స్ ఆర్ హిస్.
కనుకనే ఏ నామంతోనైనా స్మరించి నామ సంకీర్తన చేతనే జీవితాన్ని తరించుకోవాలి.
వి హావ్ టు రిడీమ్ అవర్ లైవ్స్ సింగింగ్ హిస్ గ్లోరీ చాంటింగ్ హిస్ నేమ్.
నీ భ్రాంతిని పురస్కరించుకుని భగవంతుని ఎన్ని రకములుగా వర్ణించుకోవచ్చు.
బేసింగ్ ఆన్ యువర్ ఓన్ ఫీలింగ్ యు కెన్ ఎక్స్టోల్ గాడ్ ఇన్ ఎనీ వే యు వాంట్.
అది నీ యొక్క తృప్తి.
It gives you
satisfaction. That is Brahma.
That's your
Kali Naamam Matram Satyam.
But the name of the God is truth.
Nirantaramu Naamanni Naaluku Paina Natyam Aadistunte Intakante Taginatundi Tapasu Mare Untundi.
There is no other penance greater than making the name of God dance on your tongue.
Natapam Sinatithanam Na Shastra Na Japanahi Samsara Sagarottare Sajjanam సేవనం వినా సజ్జనం సేవనం వినా. ఈ ఒక్క భగవత్ యొక్క తత్వాన్ని నామాన్ని స్మరిస్తే అదే తపస్సు, అదే తీర్థము, అదే క్షేత్రము, అంత సర్వము అదే అయిపోతుంది.
థింగ్ ఇస్ గ్లోరీ, దట్ ఈస్ ద పిల్గ్రిమేజ్ అండ్ దట్ అమౌంట్స్ టు రీడింగ్ ద సీక్రెట్ టెక్స్ట్ దట్ ఈస్ ద పెనెన్స్.
కనుక గుణ సంకీర్తన, భావ సంకీర్తన ఇవన్నీ సంకీర్తనలో కాకుండా నామ సంకీర్తన మాత్రము చాలా ఉత్తమమైన సంకీర్తన.
Of all the forms of singing the glory of the Lord, the attributes and the feeling and all that,
కనుక నీ
నామం, the name chanting is supreme.
నామం చేతనే భజించండి.
Chanting,
నామం చేతనే తరించండి.
And that's the only way to
redemption. నామాన్నే వరించండి.
And you be after his name.
సాయి నామ కీర్తన కలియుగ సాధన. It is said, in these times, chanting the name of the Lord is vital. It is the panacea for the current age. And in this line we proclaim victory to Lord Sai and we exhort all to chant, to spend their time ruminating on these holy names of the Lord. We move on to the second line. This is sung in two variations of tune.
बोलो जय सत्य साई राम.
The only new word here is satya, which means truth. In the Vijayadashmi discourse in the year 2008, referring to himself, Baba said, Satya Narayana is a unique avatar. Though he appears to be an ordinary human being, people often commit the mistake of taking him to be an ordinary human since he very closely interacts with them at the human level. Whatever he speaks is truth, truth and nothing but truth. Truth is oftentimes construed as giving expression to one's own thoughts. It is not as simple as that. It is much more. It is putting them to action. Truth is one with perfect accord between one's thought, word and deed. Swami went on to say, people do not follow my words properly. They take my words lightly, thinking them to be just a joke or fun. Whatever I speak, even if it's a joke or for fun, it is truth, truth and only truth. Only those who are unable to visualize the future take my words lightly. And then Bhagwan went on, my body is nearing 83 years. I have not forgotten a single incident in this earthly sojourn. But people say, Swami forgets things. No, there is no
truth at all in this statement. Forgetfulness is not in my dictionary. And Bhagwan then said, the principle of Satya Sai is the principle of Soham, which never comes under the veil of forgetfulness in the waking dream or deep sleep states. It is human nature to misunderstand truth which is beyond the three periods of time, past, present and future, and beyond the three states of human life, wakefulness, dream and deep sleep. Truth does not make any distinction. Swami said, for me all are one. Even though individuals appear to be different in form and qualities, there is only one divine force working through them, and that is the power of Atma. There is only one Atma Narayana, immanent in all human beings, nay, all living beings. Every human being must try to realize this Atmic principle, this Atma Tattva. This is the truth, as well as the truth of Satya Sai, the truth of Satya Sai Rama. So in this line we hail Lord Sai, who is verily the supreme embodiment of truth. We move on to the third line.
Bolo Jai Sai Ram, Bolo Jai Sai Ram.
This is a repeat of the first line of this bhajan. We move on to the fourth line.
Mandir mein Sai Ram.
Mandir means temple, the place of worship that is holy for the followers of the Hindu religion. Me means in. Mandir me Sai Ram. We extol Lord Sai as the one who is in temples. We move to the fifth line.
Masjid me Sai Ram.
Masjid refers to the mosque where the followers of Islamic faith go to offer their prayers. Literally, masjid means a place where you prostrate. So in this line, we glorify Lord Sai as the one who is in the mosques too. We move on to the sixth line.
Gurudware me Sai Ram.
Gurudware is a holy place of worship for members of the Sikh community. Literally, Gurudwara means the doorway to the Guru, because Dwara means door. Guru here refers to Guru Nanak Ji, the first among the 10 Gurus responsible for founding the Sikh religion. It was Guru Nanak Ji who first started and propagated community singing. And he did it to promote unity among people of different faiths, and that is what bhajans today also continues to do. Bhajans is community singing where everyone comes together. All the differences melt in love for God, in union with God. So in this line we hail Lord Sai as the one who resides in Gurudwaras, the holy place of worship for Sikhs. We move to the seventh line.
Girija ghar mein Sai Ram.
Girijaghar refers to church. There is a beautiful incident recorded in the book Baba Satya Sai, written by late R. Ganapati. The lady principal of a college, a nun, had refused admission for a girl who was a devotee of Bhagwan, though she had the requisite qualifications. The girl prayed incessantly to Baba, and Swami appeared in her dream one night. Swami said, "Go again to the same college day after tomorrow." So the girl went to the college as per Bhagwan's dream instructions. She hid in her hand the vibhuti and photograph that Bhagwan had personally presented to her some time ago. No sooner she entered the college than a nun accosted her and informed her that the principal was waiting for her by the side of the church. So the student could not believe her ears at the nun's words. She ran to the church. And the college principal, who looked forbidding the other day, now came towards her as a very image of affection. And she said, "Child, I am sorry. I beg your pardon for having spurned you aside that day. I had a strange dream last night. A great man appeared before me. He looked like a Hindu. A charming curly dome of hair enveloped his face like a halo. Though I could not recognize him, he looked divine. In fact, he told me, "Look here, you have wounded the heart of that little girl who has taken refuge in my feet, at my feet. Though you have taken a vow of truth and charity, you have rejected that child. And by this, you have wounded Christ." And then she added, "Having said this, this figure now turned into Christ. Not once, not twice, but thrice, from head to foot, he transformed to Jesus Christ." And the principal further said, she just could not reject this as a simple dream. And she actually begged the girl to give full details about who this person was who came in her dream. And just then, the photo of Bhagwan fell from the girl's hand. The principal saw the picture and exclaimed, "Oh, look, dear child, this is the same fellow who came in my dream as Christ." Needless to say, the student got a seat in the college and Bhagwan got a seat in the heart of the principal. In fact, whenever the student went to Puttaparthi, the principal used to send her prayers to Swami through her. Bhagwan also used to respond with vibhuti and words of advice. Once, without being explicit, the nun told the student, "Please tell Baba that I have a request and I pray that only he should help me towards the fulfillment of this prayer." When the girl was in Puttaparthi, Swami called the student and said, "Shall I tell you what your mother superior's request is? She wants to pass away in the St. Peter's Basilica in Rome. Also, she wants to have my darshan in her final moments. Tell her that her desire will be fulfilled." When the student related this to the principal, she reeled in ecstasy. She just melted into a sweet surge of emotion and said, "Indeed, he is in the heart of everyone." Later, she actually spent her last days in the St. Peter's Basilica. Not only that, she wrote in her last day note to another nun, a close confidant, that she had the darshan of Baba. And when the student came to Parthi after this, Swami told her, "I went to Rome for your principal," and gave her darshan. After a short time, she attained the feet of Sai. She is a very lucky woman. And Mr. R. Ganapati writes, "She was indeed an extraordinarily lucky woman who could call Swami from thousands of miles away and dissolve herself in his grace. Not only that, also be described by the divine as lucky." So in this line, "Girija ghar mein Sai Ram," we hear Lord Sai as the one who resides in churches too. We move to the last line. This is also sung in two variations of tune.
Bolo Jai Satya Sai Ram.
This is a repeat of an earlier line of this bhajan. Once, while recounting his childhood days, Baba said, "There were a sizable number of Muslims in Puttaparthi. They used to celebrate the festivals of Muslim fakirs in which the Hindus also used to participate. In that context, I used to teach the children, it is not the religion that is important. Morality is important. In fact, morality is the life breath of a person. Hence, cast off all your differences of religion and caste and be friendly with everyone. You also participate in the festivals of fakirs." Swami says, while I was teaching thus, one boy got up and told me, "Raju, my parents will not agree to my participation in a Muslim festival. We are Brahmins." Swami says, then I explained, "My dear, first and foremost, you are a human being. Your religion is love and your caste is the caste of humanity. Therefore, always keep that principle of unity as your goal. In this world, there is no religion greater than love. In 1968, after the inauguration of Bhagwan Sabod in Mumbai, Dharma Kshetra, in one of the discourses that Swami gave, Bhagwan emphatically declared, "Only those who are ignorant of the glory of God will insist on one name and one form for his adoration. And what is worse, condemn the use by others of other names and forms." And then Bhagwan went on to add, "Since you are all associated with Satya Sai organizations, I must warn you against such silly obduracy. Do not go about proclaiming that you are a sect distinct and separate from those who adore God in other forms and names. Thereby, you are only limiting the very God whom you are extolling. In your enthusiasm, do not proclaim, 'We want only Sai, we are not concerned with the rest.' You must convince yourselves that all forms are Sais and all names are Sais. There is no rest. All are He." And Bhagwan went on in that discourse and said, "You must have noticed that I do not speak about Sai in my discourses, nor do I sing of Sai during the bhajan with which I usually conclude my discourses. And you must have wondered why. Let me tell you the reason. I do not want the impression to gain ground that I desire this name and this form to be publicized. I have not come to set afoot a new cult, and I do not want people to be misled on this point. I affirm that this Sai form is the form of all the various names that man uses for the adoration of the divine. So, I am teaching that no distinction should be made between the names Rama, Krishna, Ishvara and Sai, for they are all my names. When I know that I am the current that illumines all the various bulbs, I am different to the bulbs which you consider so important. When you pay attention to the bulbs, factions arise, sects are born. Satya Sai Seva Samitis should not encourage discord and distinctions. They must adore the One, appearing as many, the One basic divine principle, the One which illumines all the bulbs." So that is divinity speaking. In this line, we joyfully proclaim victory to the universal Lord Satya Sai, the Lord who is all names and all forms. So with this, we have finished gaining a glimpse of the subtle meaning of every word of this bhajan. With this deeper understanding, let's proceed listening to the complete version of the bhajan as it is sung in the Prashanti Nilayam Mandir.
Bolo Jai Sai Ram, Bolo Jai Sai Ram, Bolo Jai Sai Ram, Bolo Jai Sai Ram, Bolo Jai Sai
Mazid mein Sai Ram,
satya sai ram bolo jai satya sai ram
That brings us to the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries or comments, please feel free to share with us. As always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. The audio engineers for this program are Sunil and Abhishek, and the background score was done by another alumnus from Chennai, T.S. Ramakrishnan. With heart full of gratitude, we offer this program at Bhagwan's lotus feet.
So with that, it's time to draw the curtains on this segment of Thursday Life. 1 hour from now, we will have a fresh episode of Outside, Inside, Deep Inside. And today we will dwell on the aspect of Bhagwan as the Sadguru. Before that, you have Radio Sai Children's Hour, and my colleagues Prem and Ganesh are waiting to take over. So enjoy Radio Sai Children's Hour with Prem and Ganesh. Thank you so much. Salam.